You know, when people say they love you,
right?
People have said that. I'm sure you've heard people say that your whole life, you know, different times in your life, different kind of, different people, different. And if you're like me, you look back and you think, they never knew me. They didn't know my hobbies. They didn't know what I liked to eat. They didn't, if they really loved you, why would they wake you up in the middle of the night slamming cabinet doors? Why would they call you on the phone and curse you out over something stupid? Why would they go gossip to their mama about stuff and lie and make up stuff? It's like they only love if it's beneficial to them and their agenda, you know. If you really love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth, right? You're going to call them out on their junk. But you're not, you're going to do it in a nice way. But when you call these people out, they say they love you, but you call them out on their fake reality, they get mad and throw a fit. They never knew you. They don't know what kind of work you do. They don't know anything about you, really. They only love a projection. They projected onto you what they wanted you to be or what they thought you were, and that's how they said they loved you. They don't love you. They don't know you. How could they love you if they don't know you? They might love you in a generic sense, like love another human. The Bible says love your neighbors yourself. You don't know all the details, but the Bible says love your enemy. You'll give them some bread and water, but a lot of these people that might be in your own house saying they love you, they won't even give you any bread and water when you need it. Honey, can you make me a sandwich? Go get it yourself. Oh, okay. You just failed that test. Serve one another. Really, when you start to think about when you were growing up, people around you, they're not saved, right? If you were raised around people who are not saved, they never built you up, they never said anything. A lot of people you're around, they're so narcissistic, they can't give you a compliment because they feel like if they give you a compliment, it makes them look bad. And they're always fighting to try to be smarter than you or rise up because they don't like the fact that you might know something they don't know, you know? I've been around a lot of different kind of jobs, a lot of different kind of people. And I've come to the conclusion that in the Gentile nations, the way people look at love is just kind of like some kind of surface level thing. Because really, people don't even have a real conversation. They really don't talk. They just talk about what you're going to do this weekend. They just talk about surface stuff. You listen to women talk, and they talk about their clothes or their... They don't talk about any really deep-seated stuff, like the battles and the struggles they went through and how they overcome. It's bizarre. And the other thing you find out as you get older, if they don't love themselves, how can they love you? If they don't love themselves, how can they love you? Let me say it again. If they don't love themselves, how can they love you? Every woman I ever tried to date or whatever, and they said they loved you, they said they loved me, they didn't even love themselves. And you find out, after you get, you know, you walk in the door and you see somebody so you start to talk to somebody and you get behind the scenes and you realize all those words are just to pull you in so that they can get something from you. Either a place to stay or some money or some attention. They didn't really want to know you. And actually, they couldn't know you if they're not saved. If you were not saved, if you look back, you didn't know them either. You didn't know what love was. Speaking of saved, check this out. So if anybody's out there and says, nobody loves me, well, they don't even love themselves. There you go. I just saved you a heartache. Your whole life, you want somebody to love you, but they don't even love themselves. How can they love you? Anyway, maybe that'll help somebody. Talking about saved just now. If somebody says, I'm saved, when did you get saved? Were you ever a sinner? Were you ever not saved? If there's a time in your life where you were a sinner and then you got saved and you became a saint, you remember the day that you got born again. Yeah, I believe that. But most people said, well, I just had this fluffy feeling, or they were just mimicking you, telling you what you wanted to hear so they can get in the door to steal, kill, and destroy. There's a lot of evil people out there that actually will tell you they're saved just to get their foot in the door. There's a lot of people who pretend to be religious because they think you, because they know that you're a Bible believer, but they're not, they're religious but lost. I've seen it. I promise you. Trust me, if I've had 10,000 subscribers at one time and all these Jezebels trying to get in the door, they love you. They don't know anything about you. They really don't know anything about you. It's a projection. Let's say if they did say they love you, right? It's a projection. And so they say they're saved, but they never got saved. They're not saved. They just told you that. They might love what you say or how you look or the way you sound, but they don't love you. They really don't love you. To really love somebody, you got to get to know them. You got to know their good side and their bad side, because every human being's got a bad side. And hopefully they control the bad side. They know their bad side, and they know it's not really them. It's just the flesh response from their bloodline, the programs. And hopefully you can deal with that. But I've seen it where people would stay married to their 80 years old, and then they hate each other. They want a divorce at 80. Why did they stay? Why would you want a divorce at 80 years old? Think about that. That's bizarro, man. If you don't have a conversation with somebody, a serious one, face-to-face, one-on-one conversation, it's not love. If somebody's hiding, it's not love. If somebody's living in secrets, and they're supposed to be in a committed relationship, and they're walking around living in secrets, it's not love. If you have to hide and put on a face, that's the corporate thing. I could understand you putting on a face if it's your corporate job because you don't love them. But if you have to put on a face at home and be something you're not at home, you might as well be at a, you might as well be in a corporation out with strangers, you know. If you do rideshare and they get in your car, you have to put on a little show. But if you have to do that at home, that's not love. What I've actually seen in my life, I've actually seen this. I've seen people love their dog more than their spouse or the ones that they say they love. Seriously. Well, you talk to your dog, you feed your dog, you take care of your dog. But well, the one that you say you love, you don't help, you don't feed, you don't talk to, you don't take care of. You have more. And why do they love their dog more than they love you? Don't you think about that. Why do they love their dog more than they love you? Because the dog don't talk back. I remember my dad said that. He said, sometimes your dog's your best friend. Yeah, because they don't talk back to you, man. You're a drunk. And you don't want nobody to tell you the truth. The dog ain't gonna talk back. You can kick the dog and the dog ain't gonna say nothing. But I'm not talking about just watching a man say, hey, your dog's your best friend. In other words, he's saying he loves his dog better than anybody. It's because the dog don't talk back, man. And it's not just men, it's women. Women are supposedly the biggest ones about love, right? But when that kid starts getting their own identity and becoming their own person and disagreeing with the mama and has a different religion or a different belief system, do they love them then, you know? So you had a witch raising up a kid. The kids get saved, and the mama can't deal with that because the mama wanted a warlock as a son. Wanted the son to be a sorcerer. Wanted the son to worship Babylon. Wanted the son to be in the hive mind. Just like they wanted a copy. Everybody's independent. Everybody's doing. God has a call on everybody's life, and so people project love or what they think somebody is onto a person, and it's not love. They never loved you. If they didn't have a conversation, if they didn't spend time with you, they never loved you. If they had secrets, they were telling you stuff that wasn't real, painting a fake reality, a bubble. I can understand somebody, let's say somebody had a court situation going on and they're talking to somebody. They're not, the first thing they're going, oh, by the way, I have this court thing. Because they're probably ashamed of it or embarrassed or something. It's just, or it could be some misunderstanding and nobody would understand it or whatever. I could understand people trying to hide stuff. I mean, everybody made mistakes. Here's the thing. Let's say a person is greedy and they got in trouble with something in the court. But they got saved and they realize, hey, I was being greedy. And they tell the person they're talking to, hey, I used to think like this. It got me in trouble, but I've grown. I got saved and blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's not the old you anymore. Okay, that's cool. People can understand that you have grown. But they're still living in the old paradigm. Nobody's perfect. And maybe that's what draws people. They see this person, they think they're perfect, and they get together and they make a baby, and then they start to realize, oh, this person's got faults. But they can't see their own faults, so they abandon ship. most time you marry a narcissist, and before we even knew what narcissism was, and everybody gets married real quick, everybody's marrying narcissists, and the narcissist is over there thinking they love you, but they're scheming to kill you. There needs to be a class on what real love is. You know, we need to have a school program teaching what real love is. But if the world tries to tell you what love is, you'd be messed up even worse. Notice love is actually, in 1 Corinthians 13, it's actually you showing that person love. It's not receiving necessarily, but it's giving, you know. There is receiving involved, but it's mainly giving.